بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث، فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وأن تصوموا خير لكم، صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we all are aware that we are experiencing the month of Sha'ban. The Islamic calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with certain seasons and times, wherein the very special rahmat, mercies, barakat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala awaits the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to us as human beings and the slaves of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we belong to an ummah. And right now we all understand the ummah is in dire need of the rahmat of Allah, the nusrat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the help of Allah, barakat from Allah. The ummah is one body, one entity. Whatever a'mal the ummah will do, they will come unto a'mal, it will benefit the ummah. Because I am part of this building, I am one brick of the building of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special rahmat and mercies, special seasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the ummah to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no going back in dunya, we only going forward. And going nearer and nearer to the time that we will meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one likes to fail. We all want to pass. In this worldly life, we want to pass. The ayat I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this. That if you want to pass, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Arabic, the word for success, to pass, falah. Falah refers to such success and such a pass that a person succeeds completely in dunya, in every sense of the word, financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And Allah uses the word tuflihun al-falah. It means you've got it already. Every type of success that you want. We are looking for solutions and not sure whether we are looking in the right direction. Solutions to our problems, everybody has a challenge. And Quran gives us guidance that these months that we are going through right now, the month of Sha'ban, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the moon was sighted for Rajab, dua already had begun. If I haven't understood yet the month of Ramadan that Allah is prepared to give, if I haven't understood, then understand the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who understood 100% the system of Allah, the jamal of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the beauty of Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every day, kulla heenim min al ahyan, every second, every moment, the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes. Sometimes the rahmat, sometimes very special rahmat, sometimes it touches the heart, the tears begin to flow. I can't understand what this is. As long as a person will connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he will feel the splendor and his life will become splendid also. Allah gives us the season before the month of Ramadan, then I connect to Allah and have a splendid month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan, a very special time Allah has given us. We should be so careful. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu say in regards to this worldly life, that a person should tread in this worldly life like how a person is treading through a jungle where there are thorns. How careful he is when he walks. He will lift up his pants a bit, and then he will put his clothes together. It mustn't get caught on the branches. He says, every day of ours should be like a thorny path we are treading towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if Allah has to take me into His rahmat, then this journey becomes splendid also. When I'm connected to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, when I go meet my friend or a neighbor, associate, and he has a vicious dog, and he has a sign over there also. One is, now I want to get to the door. Here's the gate. One of two ways. I can make my wasiyat and my nasihat, and I'm going to wrestle this dog. But I don't know whether I'll make it to the front door. But then somebody intelligent says, why do you want to do that? Just ring the bell, call the owner, he'll take care of it. Call the owner, he'll take care of it. He'll just make one gesture, and the dog will move. When you will come into the rahmat of Allah, Allah will take care of the dog of shaitan and nafs also. Have a splendid life. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah promises, do good a'mal. Bring iman in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah says, I promise you. I promise you, the father promises his son that if you finish your hifz of Quran, I will get you this, I will get you that. And how that boy is moving with the paras after that. He's got his goal in front. We're coming into the month of Ramadan. Now to prepare ourselves to the month of Ramadan, to get that success from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But the most important thing ulama explain is before I get to the month of Ramadan, more than the ibadat is to clear my archives, my history, my life of all my sins. I cannot go into the month of Ramadan impure. This ayat Allah Jalla Jalaluhu highlights this and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ O Nabi of Allah, say to them, announce, لَا يَسَّوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. Explain to them, highlight to them, الْخَبِيثُ, filth, dirt, impure, haram, and وَالطَّيِّبُ, that which is pure, halal, wholesome, can never be equal. It will never be equal. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. O Nabi of Allah, even a profusion, plenty of impermissible, bad, evil becomes common and it attracts you. It looks good, then too they'll never be equal. I cannot go into the month of Ramadan with a dead heart, with a heart of filth and dirt. To understand this point, my dear brothers, we have the businessman. Which businessman who has sound reason, who has sound reason, will go into the month of December with dead stock? Impossible. Dead stock, December, now's the time to make it. It's bonanza time. Now's the time to make business. But he says, I'm okay. My shop is fine. I've got stock. Dead stock. How can we go into the month of Ramadan with a dead heart? How are we going to profit from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? We have to go with a heart that is pumping alive. With the love of Ramadan, the love of Taraweeh. Our Akabir, seniors of before, used to make Taraweeh 2 hours. Today we find here is very quick and there is about too long. What is Taraweeh? Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to explain the 30 chapters Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are those 30 chapters of Quran? What are those 30 chapters of Quran that emanated from the being of Allah Himself? Read the Quran, understanding. Listen to the Quran Sharif. He says these 30 chapters are actually a 30 chapter love letter to my beloved. They understand, I don't want you to get burnt. I've got Jannat kept for you. I've got Jannat kept for you. How we write a text message to my son, to my daughter, that's in a foreign country, please be careful. The mother got anxiety, she's stressed out. Father is stressed out. Allah is saying, I don't want you to slip and fall. Listen to my message, listen to my letter. Listen to the Hafiz al-Quran, he's presenting to you my kalam. If you'll go with a heart that is alive for the month of Ramadan, then enjoy the Taraweeh. Sahaba radiallahu anhum will start Salah, start Quran tilawat, start the Ibadat, not to finish it. They will start it with enjoyment. Unfortunately, myself, in the Ummah at large, we start our Ibadat, what time are we going to finish? What time are we going to finish? And there was after that, then it's just whiling away the time. The person who wants to pass the month of Ramadan, he wants to pass the month of Ramadan, the reality is he will fail the month of Ramadan, he won't pass. But the preparation starts from now. Like how the businessman starts already 3 months, 4 months, 5 months before December. What's in the market? What's the latest? I have to be stocked up. I have to be ready for the month of Ramadan for Allah's mercies to come upon my heart. As we mentioned, the most important thing is to get rid of our sins. That is the biggest barrier between us and the rahmat of Allah. A beautiful example ulama give in regards to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Behind every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a help of Allah, is a love of Allah, is a rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah. One drop of the mercy of Allah, ulama say, our dunya work is done, akhirat is made. Just one drop. But how to grab it? How to get that one drop of Allah's mercy? They give an example. There's an apartment. Flat A and flat B, flat 1, flat 2. Malaika of rahmat, malaika of mercy, of rosy sustenance, are dispatched every day when distribute the rahmat of Allah. So they come, for our understanding, they perch on the roof of this apartment. On one side, an all-Muslim family, Peter and John. Other home, Abdullah Abdul Rahman, Muslim family. Malaika are dispatched, they change shifts at Fajr time. Muslim home should be alive. There's no khabith, there's no haram, there's no impermissible things, there's no sins. They're making tawbah, they have a wholesome, clean life. Non-Muslim, worshipping everyone besides Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There's no sharia, there's no sunnahs in his life. Sunnah attracts the rahmat of Allah, attention of Allah. Malaika dispatch, go and distribute my rahmat with the Muslim homes. For our understanding, the angel perches on the roof and looks within, it's Fajr time. What's happening in the homes? Who's going to wake up? And he's waiting to distribute whatever this family needs right now. But he says, 4:30, 5:00, 5:15, both homes are the same. No lights on, nobody's waking up. For our understanding, he checks the list, supposed to be a Muslim home, but nothing is happening. Both the homes are the same. That home, they're waking up for school. This house also, they're waking up for school. Abdullah Abdul Rahman. Wake up school time. There they wake up, no dua. Here they wake up, no dua. No rubbing the eyes, no miswak, no washing the hands. Sunnahs upon awakening. Entering the toilet with the left leg, they go with the right leg, that house with the right leg. There no wudu, here no wudu also. No sunnah du'as. Eating time, table, chair, dastarkhan, same. I can't see an example of Madina Munawwara in this house. And then they leave high by. When Ali recently went to a foreign country and he says, I was distributing sweets, and as I walk into the house, the children are saying, hi, hi. He says, is this a Muslim home? Yes, it's a Muslim home. They don't make salam. Well, now we try to teach them, but they went to white school. So they learn to say hi and bye. They're not accustomed to saying Jazakallah, thank you, hi, bye. We can't see the sunnat. Malaika say there's a confusion here. Let's go back. Let's go back. They deprive the home of the sunnahs, deprive the home of the rahmat of Allah. Shaitan finds now a gap to come in. Before the children can leave, husband and wife are fighting. He comes back home, she's not at home. Deprive the family of the rahmat of Allah. Now is the time to get rid of all the gadgets. When that person went to that alim, was an alim of the kitab, he knew the texts, he didn't have the ma'rifat of Allah, he didn't know the system of Allah, he didn't have the love of Allah, the heart wasn't alive. Murderer, 99 people he killed, he went to this alim. Is there any hope for me? He says, you, 99 people you killed, no hope for you. So he made it 100. Killed that alim also. Somebody told him, go to the certain alim. He's Allah wala. He knows the system of Allah. When ask him, he goes to him and he gives him encouragement. Make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. But on condition, there's a qariyatul salihin. There's a town of pious people, go there. Go to the town of pious people and live in their company and you'll draw the rahmat of Allah. Like how we say in the month of Ramadan also, spend time in the masjid. In the company of the malaika, in i'tikaf. I'tikaf is a time to go into solitude, isolation. One are the nights of Sha'ban, Rajab, and one are the nights of Ramadan. They'll never be equal. It'll never be equal. The month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, especially i'tikaf, we have to understand, is that a time to feast? Is that a time when this khatm-e-Quran to throw a braai? The ummah is hungry right now. In Gaza, they don't have food, they're being starved to death. How can the Ummah throw a bra in the month of Ramadan? Myself, I know when the bra stand comes and is on, and the person behind the bra stand, the entire mood changes. Now the laughter, the joking, the standing and eating and drinking, as if it's just Ramadan. Then we can do the whole year round. Ramadan is a time to be in isolation the last 10 days with Allah Jalla Jalla. There's the climax of the month of Ramadan. Khatme Quran, there's a time to make dua, turn to Allah, Ya Allah, all my mistakes, forgive me, except my Khatme Quran. Unfortunately, we know the only way to celebrate is to throw a da'wat. Throw a da'wat. Not in Ramadan. Now's the time to cut it down a little bit. This will happen when we prepare for the month of Ramadan. An example ulama give how to prepare to get rid of our sins. That pious man or that murderer was going to the city of the pious people. Malukul Maut was dispatched, bring him away. En route, wants to make Tawbah, your Tawbah will be accepted in that town only. En route, Malukul Maut comes, taps his heart, removes his ruh. Malaika of Rahmah come, and the Malaika angels of Adab come, where to take him? Now there's a dispute. So Malaika of Adab say, that we'll take him to Jahannam, he killed 100 men. But he's going to make Tawbah, we'll take him to Jannat. Let's measure the distance. Was he closer to the place of his crime, or closer to the place of making Tawbah? Allah's rahmat enveloped him. The distance between him and the place of Tawbah, Allah shortened it. Rahmat of Allah. He was closer to the place of Adab. When they measured the place closer to the place of Tawbah, dispatched to Jannat. There was hope for him. He was en route to make Tawbah. He left behind his sins. The Ummah has come to a level now, my dear brothers, where at one time, if we had any sins, if we had our old albums, if we had a little black and white box, it was all at home. It was all at home. If you're going to the masjid, and something happened to me, there was hope. Now I'm nearer to the masjid, my gunas are at home. Ya Allah, forgive me. Now we have come in Sha'aban, Ramadan, and our gunas are with us 24/7 on our cell phones. Malakul Maut has to come. Allah, give us hope that we are forgiven. But we're carrying all our sins. The entire archives are there. Albums, photos, videos, and all app social media, full of haram, we know it. Now is the time for us to take the courage and to get rid of it. Ya Allah, I don't need it. I want to go into the month of Ramadan and feel a cool breeze of Muthira. Muthira, that breeze that blows in the first light on the month of Ramadan. A way that is like a music, dhikr that starts playing in Jannat. Musira has started, that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced that Ramadan has started. I have beautified Jannah the entire year with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that cool wind begins to blow. We know from our own homes, when it comes to maintenance, boundary wall is peeling. I want the best painter. Give me your price. How much is the paint? Now imagine the painter all of a sudden opens this expensive 20 liter drum of paint and begins to paint over the old paint. And you come home at 5 o'clock and you see him. What a rage you'll be in. You didn't prepare the wall. You said you're an expert painter, qualified painter. Don't you know? You have to take off the old paint first. Sandpaper it. Fill in the cracks. Sandpaper again. Prepare the wall. Let it settle properly. We know how. When it comes to painting the wall, what a job it is just to paint the wall. How can we go into the month of Ramadan without preparing the heart? There's so many cracks already. We have to put the polyfiller of Tawbah. Start sandpapering the heart. So we have to take out all the mess from the heart, my dear brothers. We can't go in the month of Ramadan. This ayat Allah highlights. Allah Subhanallah highlights that the khabees and tayyib will never be equal. What is pure is pure. What's not pure is not pure. Allah will not accept it. The background to this ayat is Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Before khamar and wine and liquor became haram, this Sahabi radiallahu anhu used to buy and sell liquor and alcohol. He had some cash savings. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi of Allah, I have some cash from my old tavern bar that I had that time, I was buying and trading. I have some cash left over. If I do spend it in the path of Allah, will there be any reward for me? Any reward for me? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said to him, O my Sahabi, more or less, that if you take all this wealth and spend it in jihad, highest maqam and status, to strive in the path of Allah, or even for Hajj, you will not get reward even equal to the wing of a mosquito. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, Allah is pure, Allah only accepts that which is pure. Which is not pure, Allah does not accept it. Myself, my dear brothers, we are so particular that a young child drank from a glass of water and he soiled the outer part of it with his hand of food. What you will say? Please give me another glass. I can't drink from this. How can we go in the month of Ramadan with our hearts impure? There's a glass, it's dirty from the outside. Inside is clean. My heart inside is not clean. My own sins, my own gunas. So this ayat refers to that which is pure, that which is impure. Mufassirin commentators say this applies to wealth, property and character. And a broader meaning also. That property which was earned in an impure way, and that which is pure, full of barakat, will never be equal. Even though many people are doing it in the wrong way, O Nabi of Allah, walau a'jabaka, even though it might appeal to you, that everybody is doing it like that, then to by Allah is still khabis. It's still impure. Whether it be property, and ulama explain also, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفسه. That the wealth of a Muslim brother is not halal for you except with the pleasure of his heart. Only if your heart is happy, then it's halal for him. Commonly we hear a person is going down, selling up his property or his car, and to me I say, here's a luck. I'll offer him a cash price, drop the price, I'll give you cash. He didn't give it happily. He wasn't happy to sell it to you. He's in dire straits. I know his situation. I have the money, go and help him. Go and boost him up. Allah has blessed me. But taking it now with his heart cringing, I have to let it go. I have no choice. And a person says, here's a luck for me. He said, it wasn't done correctly. That and what you will take in a halal manner, in a beautiful manner, he's happy to give it to you, will never be equal. Whether it be property, whether it be vehicles, whether it be a person's home also. He's got staff working for him in the month of Ramadan, have mercy upon them. Allah is merciful, have mercy upon his makhluq. Al-khalqu iyalullah. He said, the creation of Allah is a family of Allah. They are muhtaj of Allah. Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, if you want the love of Allah, then love is creation. Show empathy, sympathy to his creation. Yes, which creation? Not the females. Then that is my sister, or my cousin's sister, or be kind to the neighbor. No. To those who you are permissible to talk to. So here Allah Ta'ala highlights, they'll never be equal. If you want a Ramadan, my dear brothers, a special time. To conclude, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very special time. The three harams, special places. What we will do there, what aspirations and intentions we go to these three harams, what's in the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a seal on the heart. Either you will come back as a friend of Allah, tayyib, pure, clean, in love with Allah, my salah, fajr, amal, become pleasurable to me. Or otherwise you will come back. She went so simple, she came back now talking all things. Women have to go to the masjid, we went to haram. Why are they stopping us? Why are they stopping us? Where you got this from? Where did it come from? Because the heart wasn't right. Special place. Now we come with all different things. Those people, we saw them in haramain. They don't know what parking, our parking. They don't know how to be clean. They don't know how to be pure and clean. We are very clean people. Ulama say you made ghibat of the entire country. Azim wa mafi. Before that you weren't talking these things. Now you're talking like this. What's the condition of the heart? Month of Ramadan, ulama say, special time. What we will go to would in the month of Ramadan, if the heart is pure and clean, Allah puts a seal on the heart for the 11 months coming ahead. We have to go with a clean heart in the month of Ramadan. Prepare the wall, prepare the heart, clean it up. And we know when it comes to this dunya system, for anything to become dirty is no effort. I myself cannot even regard myself to be pure and clean. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ And if I don't feel the dirt, my dear brothers, then I am big problems. If I don't feel the dirt, then I am big problems. For something to become dirty in dunya is no effort. House becomes dirty. Two maids, three maids, boy outside, clean, 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 clean. Bathroom, toilet, bedroom, kitchen, clean. Allah will not ask in the qabr, was your car clean? Was your bathroom clean? Allah only accepts that which is clean and pure. But so much effort goes into it. Vacuums, super tech. When it comes to the shop, just somebody appointed clean the whole day. I can't take dirt. We hear it from people, I can't take dirt. That statement, wouldn't like to say it, but shows the quality of the heart, how clean the heart is. I don't like dirt because I regard myself to be very clean. That already is dirt. To regard yourself, wishful thinking, ulama say, what is pride? Pride means that I think myself to be clean and pure. That is pride. You think yourself to be humble, that is pride. So when it comes to the effort or the system of Allah, for things to become dirty, there is no effort. To clean is an effort. If I don't feel the dirt within my heart and within my life right now, then they say we need open heart surgery, ICU treatment, spiritual ICU treatment. Where I want to see Allah and you see me, Allah, you see me inside. And you clean me out before the month of Ramadan. Then come into the month of Ramadan. Therefore, for Salatul Maghrib, there will be no people standing up with musrakats. In the masjid, I must say rakat. In the Tarawih, I only start in ruku. There's something wrong, the car is not moving. One example an alim gives, the quality and the condition of my heart right now in my life. He said, we understand our cars, we love our cars. When I start the car, and an expert mechanic can just hear the engine, he knows the car needs service. Pistons aren't right. Here's the exhaust, something is wrong over here. Here's the CV joints are making noise. He knows the whole thing, the gear is making a noise. Just hold it a little bit, I can feel it, it's not right. He says, one is that and one is the car, you can see it from far, the exhaust is hanging. It's dragging on the floor, the smoke is coming out. The alignment is off, the wheel balancing. Auto-electrical is off. He's putting the right indicator on, but the left one is showing. He says, what's the problem? He says, my heart is like that. I want to see the right things, but the wrong thing is coming out. The smoke is coming out, the engine is not right. I want to look at my wife, but my eyes is going to my sister-in-law. But indicator right, but the left one is being on. Where I supposed to dip, where I supposed to put my dims on the highway, now I'm putting bright lights. Ghair mahram woman is walking in front of me, now I'm putting brights on. Wife comes, I put dims on. I leave the brights on, ulama, I say there'll be a crash, we'll have no grill left. You need now panel beating beyond repairs. Ramadan is to repair it. If I don't feel something is wrong with the inside of my heart, everything is not coming out right. Wife is complaining, children are complaining, everybody's. I have to check, Ya Allah, to prepare myself before the Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, my dear brothers, so that we enjoy the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhir.